another bailout in Britain.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The British government announced a second rescue package for its banks today. Here's what they're doing. Banks will have to reveal their worst assets, and then they can pay a fee to have the government insure those assets. Now, that does expose taxpayers to potentially huge losses, but the banks would have to sign legal agreements to lend more money to borrowers. Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the plan isn't to help banks, it's to help businesses and families. British investors seem to like it. The FTSE is up more than 2% so far. Other European markets have gains as well. In Asia, stocks closed modestly higher. Wall Street has the day off. The Dow is at 82.81 after gaining 68 points on Friday. Martin Luther King Day is a time to reflect on where we've come and what still lies ahead. We have this report on the state of black-owned businesses in this country. Here's Tamara Keith.
The majority of black-owned businesses are small, employing fewer than 100 people and bringing in less than $1 million a year, according to the latest data from the U.S. Census Bureau. So Timothy Adams is an exception. His defense contracting business, Systems Application and Technologies, employs 350 people, operating test ranges for the military.
In my community, I may be looked upon as a big business, but we know, comparatively speaking, I'm still a very small business.
While the defense industry is largely recession-proof, Adams struggles to compete against Fortune 500 companies with their greater capacity. Adams has been in business for 20 years. Still, he says government programs that set aside contracts for small and minority-owned businesses are needed, despite changing attitudes on race.
We're still a long way from being able to say, everything's on an even footing, there's parity, and we can move on. We are definitely moving in the right direction.
According to the National Black Chamber of Commerce, there are 1 million black-owned businesses in the United States, bringing in more than $100 billion in sales. I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
The Obama inauguration, among other things, is an opportunity for marketers. Companies are trying to capitalize on this wave of change. Of course, they're also trying to make money. Here's Jeff Tyler.
Hennessy Cognac is selling special bottles marked in honor of the 44th president. Some of the proceeds will fund college scholarships. Starbucks is supporting Obama's call for national service.
So we're asking folks to pledge 5 hours to doing community service.
Starbucks' Rodney Hines says that in return,
they will receive a free tall cup of coffee.
Quaker Oats is giving away oatmeal to the poor. Consumers who buy the product register online. Then,
we, along with Share Our Strength, will donate one bowl of oatmeal until we feed 1 million families in need.
That's Quaker spokesperson Shelley Haas.
Quaker Oats is tapping into this feeling of optimism and using that as an inspiration to get people involved with feeding the hungry.
The message from companies to consumers, you're not just spending money, you're making a difference. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Today's Citigroup denied reports that it wants to sell its Japanese brokerage and investment firms. But selling them certainly wouldn't be out of line with what Citi needs to do. Get smaller, raise money, sell off assets. In fact, last week, Citi said it was selling a stake in Smith Barney. Citi's losses are huge, and many people think the problem is that Citi just got too big. It tried to become a one-stop bank where you could open a checking account and buy stocks and get insurance.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Our friend Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine is here. Alan, is this just a case of Citi buying too many businesses, too many different kinds of companies?
It's even worse than you say, Scott. You're right about it being very complicated to manage because there's so much of it. But also, the thing is so big that, as we now see, the government doesn't dare let it fail. And we have now far more companies than we used to have that are too big to fail because the restraints on what companies could do has been lifted, and now we're all going to pay for it.
Yeah, I've heard these behemoths referred to as financial supermarkets, where you can get just about anything you want. Is that era over now?
Boy, I sure hope so, because this is at least now the second time I've seen this era. And in the late 70s and early 80s, we had a batch of these things. And what happens is the produce on the aisles of the financial supermarket rots. And after having assembled this, a company called Sears, you may have heard of, mm-hmm. a company called American Express, they decided they were going to go into the financial supermarket business and built up all these things and then broke them up. And Citi has now done the same thing, but on a much, much bigger scale. And the line, of course, is you walk into one of these branches of one of these Jagundo places, and they want to feed you off the prefix menu. They want you to take all of their stuff. I'd rather go a la carte.
So might we be headed to an era now of specialization in the financial industry?
I'm not sure, but the idea of combining every single financial thing in one company generally doesn't work. And then the companies get so big that you and I have to bail them out if they get into any trouble. And meanwhile, the people who put the supermarket together and got all the fees for putting it together get more fees for taking it apart. But the idea that you bought everything from the same place, you buy insurance and you buy a second mortgage and you'd buy a first mortgage, you'd buy this and that, and all of your financial needs would be met by one company, that's over, and I'm very happy that it is.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The best chance of landing a date? The key to being a successful politician? Saying as little as possible about yourself.
Every time we learn more about people, we have a chance of realizing their nuances of their opinion, how much they don't agree with us, and that would create a further increase of dislike, in fact.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, getting to know you, getting to like you less, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.